This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote today on the president's pick to lead the Department of Education. John King took over from Arne Duncan at the beginning of the year. King is the former education commissioner for New York State and is expected to win permanent confirmation easily, a rare thing in divided Washington. But in this case, permanent means less than a year. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
One big item on John King's agenda, implementing the new Every Student Succeeds Act. Michigan State Professor Sarah Reckow says the law gives states a lot more leeway in how they hold schools accountable for student achievement.
But the Department of Education will have to create the regulations that guide the creation of those plans.
On the higher education side, today King launches a national tour to promote campus safety, diversity, and President Obama's free community college plan. Matthew Chingos with the Urban Institute says with less than a year to go, significant reforms are unlikely.
But I think you can also play a longer game, and that's trying to build support for ideas that you think are important. I mean, free college wasn't really on the table until President Obama proposed it a couple of years ago.
Now both Democratic presidential candidates have debt-free college plans. And it's possible King could end up working for one of them after his current boss leaves office. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.